Swimmers right there. Berkeley's on fire on KX93.5. Alyssa hanging out with you. It is Monday afternoon, and what a great way to kick it off. I've got Tim Hsu in studio with me, and he's going to play us a few songs. We're going to talk, and he's going to kick it off now with Novocaine on KX93.5.
My bloodstream doesn't burn like it used to, and my hands don't quiver quite as much, 'cause ever since you walked into the room, you changed my broken point of view. Even when the world goes down in flames, I can't feel a thing, 'cause you're my Novocaine. I can't feel a thing, 'cause you're my Novocaine. My temper and tick like it used to, nope, and my body doesn't shiver when I'm with you, 'cause ever since you walked into the room, you changed my broken point of view.
Awesome. That was great.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming in, Tim. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Jet lagged and all.
I can believe it. So when did you actually get in?
I got in 9 days ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
So yeah, a little bit jet lagged.
Coming out of it, you know?
What's that flight like? Is it a long one?
It's a 12-hour flight. And if you're lucky, you'll do direct. But most of the times you'll get like one more flight.
Yeah. So we're lucky enough to have you in. I'm glad that this worked out. So Novocaine, tell me a little bit about that one. I know there's a story behind it.
Well, I was going to actually ask you, so how old is this radio station?
About 6 years old now.
All right. Well, this song, Novocaine, was written in Hollywood Hills maybe like 3 years ago.
Okay.
With a guy called Gavin Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
And he just texted me now, because I was on my social media and I was like, hey, I'm doing an interview here at the, you know, your radio. And he's like, dude, the radio station you're on right now is the, I was the first person to ever perform live on that radio station.
That's so awesome.
Like, so weird. And we actually wrote that song together. So,
oh, nice.
And plus, bonus info, the guitar I'm playing on is Gavin's guitar. There's all kinds of weirdness going on right
now. Yeah, that's so cool. How small the world is. That's
it
what
really
you
is
find
so
out.
Small.
So now, you do have an interesting life coming from Denmark, and you travel everywhere. So I know you live a very interesting lifestyle.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess like 4 or 5 years ago, I sold my apartment in Denmark. Mm-hmm. And I had kind of lost touch with why I do what I do.
Okay.
Talking music. And I kind of just wanted to push myself out in like you know, like, I wanted to get down deep and get my hands dirty and feel unsafe and, you know, get out of my comfortability to really understand why I'm a musician and why I do what I do. So I sold my apartment and I basically just packed my bag and I went to LA. And for 4 years now, I've been here like 5 months out of the year.
Okay.
And that basically just like sparked the whole energy and idea of just like traveling around and meeting people all the time. And even the song Novocaine was written at a time where I didn't have like a, you know, your normal relationship love.
Okay.
Like a two-person kind of love. It was more, but I felt so in love with everyone and everybody I would meet on my journeys. So apparently I wrote this with Gavin and it's the biggest love song I've ever written without actually being in a normal relationship and being in love with that, but just being in love with life.
That's amazing. And that, you know, that's something that I feel like people lose is being in love with themselves and life.
Is.
And
yeah.
Sometimes it does create a gap there.
For sure.
And I know you have some other stuff. You have a song that you want to play for us called Reality in My Head. Now,
yes,
you
ma'am.
Played a little bit of that for me earlier, which I really like that song.
Cool.
A little bit songwritery, definitely different than the last song. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that one before you play it?
Well, okay, so I'm just tuning up here while I talk. So first of all, I wrote it. It's probably my fastest song. I wrote it in like 20 minutes in a backstage in Germany, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
And for a long time, I thought this song was like a midlife crisis song.
Okay.
But I think it's more of a reminder to not like grow up too fast. And again, with what we just talked about right before, just like keep in touch with why you're here. You know, like you start out as a kid and you're doing things for fun because you love being here in the world. So I think that's what the song's about.
Are you set to play?
I think I am.
Okay. Well, here is Tim playing Reality in My Head on KX93.5.
A friend of mine said the light in my eyes was off. He said that he couldn't recognize me at all. Said that I look blue, not the boy he knew. A friend of mine said the light in my eyes was off. And I guess it happens when you grow older. And I guess the world just gets a little colder. And I guess that my parents told the truth when they said it happens when you grow older. I used to think being an adult would be fun, like my dad in his safety shoes game on. Like a superhero, he was unstoppable. But now I know that it was just hard work. And I guess it happens when you grow older. And I guess the world just gets a little colder. And I guess that my parents told the truth when they say it happens when you grow older. Thank you.
with reality inside my head. But I guess it happens when you grow older, and I guess the world just gets a little colder, and I guess that my parents told the truth when they said it happens when you grow older.
Awesome.
Was it hard to hear at the end?
No, it wasn't. It was good. It was good. Definitely heard that, but that was beautiful.
Thank you.
And I think that is something that we need to remember, that we don't want to grow up too quick.
Yeah.
And I feel like some kids, especially nowadays, are.
For sure. And how could they not? Like, how could they not? They're in front of their phones and every, like, they have no chance in life.
No, they really don't. It's definitely different from when we grew up.
Yeah, They should come to Laguna, though, because here you at least remember, you know, like, when you come to Laguna, I've been coming here for, like, 3 years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get here, you just, like, gear down. You just, like, remember what it's all about.
Yeah. It's a different way of life. It makes you relax a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
So
yeah.
I know you're here for the Muse Expo. So tell me a little bit about that, what you're going to be doing there and all of that.
Yeah. Well, Muse Expo is like your, you know, business festival kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
One of the more important ones in the world. It's Sat Bisla, a guy who's doing that. And he's been doing that for maybe like 15, 20 years or something.
Okay.
I've been going for like 3 years. And this year I'll be performing 3 showcases.
Nice.
So basically you're sitting in front of a, you know, suit and ties and playing your songs, which is always a little weird.
Yeah.
You know, it's way better sitting in front of you because you're just there to appreciate the music.
Yeah.
Where there can be like hidden motives with business festivals like that. But I'll imagine Laguna Beach Radio, you know, when I'm playing there.
When
you're
playing
there. I'll just be in front of you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll be doing that. This March 26th.
Awesome. Now, if people wanted to grab your music, listen, get in touch with you, how can they do that?
Well, there's the old Instagram, which is Tim Shou. And it's like the shoe, but it's spelled S-C-H-O-U.
Mm-hmm.
So they can go there. Otherwise, I'll be on Spotify and I'll be on every single platform. So if you remember the spelling of the name, you'll definitely
find you. Yeah. Well, we've been playing your song a cappella, which came out right in time, I think, for Valentine's Day.
Yep.
And
sure did.
While you tune up, why don't you...
Good.
Oh, you're good. Awesome. Good. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about that one? And
yeah. Well, previous song was written in Germany. This song was written in Stockholm, in Sweden.
Okay.
And I guess the song is a very true story, and it's based on my high school sweetheart. I don't know if you've ever been in love for like more than a decade,
because
mm-hmm. I have.
I have.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. First of all, that's amazing that you can be.
Yeah.
But this was like, you know, this was like a crush of 10 years, and we did try it out, like we did, you know, we did fall in love for real, like, but it was all, I feel like it was always me who had that crush going,
yeah.
You know, for
there's
10
years.
There's
always one, especially for that long, there's always one that loves harder.
So this song for me is like a little chapter over and saying goodbye to like my teenage love.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming today, Tim.
Thanks
and
for
we're
having
gonna
me.
Leave you off now with a cappella on KX93.5.
Why does it always come back to you? Wherever I go, whatever I do, I don't know. I don't know. We built a safe land made just for two. It was a safe hand, it was true. We were sold. We were sold. I've been going back and forth a while with you. I've been trying many things and I guess I'll go back to school. Remember when we sat in the corner listening to Buffalo Soldier?
We were so good together now, so good together, won't you love? Back in that capella, we used to be two wildflowers, skipping class and jumping hours. We were so good together now, so good together, won't you love? Back in that capella. You are the one I keep comparing to my girlfriends. It's not fair, but it's a thing. It's my thing. And I'm starting to lose my sight. When you're not in front of my eyes, I'm blind. Yeah, I go blind. I've been going back and forth a while with you. I've been trying many things and I guess I'll go back to school. Remember when we sat in the corner listening to Buffalo Soldier? We were so good together now, so good together, won't you love? Back in a cappella, we used to be two wildflowers, skipping class and jumping hours. We were so good together now, so good together, won't you love? Back in a cappella. One more thing before I forget, I need to get it off my chest. It keeps ringing in my head and I kept it a secret. I still have a crush on you. Remember when we sat in the corner listening to Buffalo Soldier? We were so good together now, so good together, won't you love? Back in a cappella, we used to be two wildflowers, skipping class and jumping hours. We were so good together now, so good together, won't you love? Back in a cappella, yeah, yeah, yeah. We were so good together now, so good together, won't you love? Back in a cappella.